The world has had a wake-up call. First, Vladimir Putin made clear that he intends to use Russia's vast resources of gas and oil as political weapons. Get him angry, as Ukraine did by tilting toward the West, and he'll jack up your prices and cut off your supplies if the negotiations aren't going his way. And if innocent bystanders in France, Germany, and Italy get a chill, too bad. Then the terrorists closed down Iraq's refineries by threatening to assassinate truck drivers moving the output to Baghdad, and prove that any hope that Iraq could get its oil output up to pre-war levels is a pipe dream, and no pun intended. Iraq now produces 1 million barrels a day, about half its pre-war levels. Then Iran came along and decided that its huge oil reserves, notwithstanding, it needs nuclear power to fuel its electricity generators, or so it says. The EU and the US, although upset, are reluctant to impose a boycott of Iranian oil for two reasons. One, it won't work. Two, if Iran did shut down, the price of oil on international markets will reach levels that would make $60 a barrel look like a bargain. Meanwhile, the OPEC oil cartel continues to bar Western companies from providing the cash and know-how they need to expand their output. That means that as demand for oil rises, as it will as China and India continue to grow, production won't keep pace. Wind and other renewables can help to provide electricity, but not enough to displace natural gas as the principal fuel of many generating stations. And yes, nuclear power becomes more of an option as the price of natural gas and oil rise, but it'll take at least a decade to get new nukes in operation. All the money being spent on technology might someday produce cars that run on hydrogen, but not soon. Maybe Canadian tar sands will yield a lot of new oil that is not controlled by the bad guys. Maybe conservation will cut into demand in a big way. And maybe politicians of vision will come up with solutions. But don't bet on any of that. Instead, prepare to live with a greater risk of price spikes and supply cutoffs. This is Erwin Stelzer for the BBC's World Business Report.